For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
You will magnify your name. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you because we know you are with us. Because we know your presence with us. We thank you because we know you are faithful. Thank you for what you are doing in our life. We give you all the glory, all the worship. Thank you for your mercy. Receive all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to church. Praise God. It's a privilege to be in God's presence once again. I believe the weather is favoring us. When it rained this morning, I was just wondering, I said, wow, I'm wondering our first morning service, guys. Hallelujah. It's obvious the cold has affected a lot of people. Praise God. Very soon, you'll be comfortable with cold. Say amen. Are you not praying to fly out? Hallelujah. It's always a privilege to be in church together. I want to welcome you and to hear the word of God and to hear God speak to us. Hallelujah. The word of God is life. The word of God is real. And the word of God will produce every result that it can. In this month of April, praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit instructed me, like our culture is, to look at areas that will help us, especially as young people, that will help us to be able to grow and to be able to produce the needed result we need in our life. And then, like I said, what I shared last Sunday, and then we continue looking at it throughout the week. I mean, none of us, many people that are not around, first and second service are not around in the week, so you get the message and listen to it. Hallelujah. I say personally, I've never been in a service all my life where somebody taught on spiritual fatherhood and mentorship. You might not around. Can you, are you getting the message? So just get it and make sure you listen to it. Hallelujah. Say, I've never been in a service where nobody told me. Nobody taught me what you are hearing. And I believe the more you hear it, you'll be better. Praise the Lord. And then this morning again, we'll be continuing along that line, but we'll be looking at the art of following. The art of following. The art. A-R-T. Of following. Now, when I look at my life and then look at what God has done for me and for the church, the only secret I can say is I'm a good follower and I follow well. Praise the Lord. What did I say? I'm a good follower and I follow well. Now, when this church is just 1 year by January, and then this is just 1 year, 3 months now, and then look at what God has done for us. We started without a pulpit. Like, no, I remember when we started, there was absolutely nothing. But I've learned that once you follow, there is something it does to you. Hallelujah. Please, that's what I want to share. I know, I believe all of us here have mentees, mentors, and fathers, right? Yes. Now, your responsibility is to learn how to follow. And then also, like I shared on Sunday, mentorship and mentoring started from God himself. When he mentored Adam and Eve in the garden, taught them how to name the garden. He said he brought them out to see what Adam will call them. And then Adam learned how to follow God in the garden. Praise the Lord. And then we looked at also Jesus Christ mentoring his disciples. And his disciples learned how to follow. And then they followed him. Hallelujah. They followed him and they became all the cool in life. Now, the art of following. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. The art of following is going to help us dramatically to become all we want in life and to be able to achieve it faster. Hallelujah. I have followed since I learned about how to follow. Apostle Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, he said, follow me as I what? Follow Christ. follow me as what? As I follow Christ. Many young people today will say that is heresy. Why didn't he say follow Jesus Christ? Yes. Because Jesus Christ will always leave us with examples. See, how can you claim you love me when you don't love the man you can see? How can you claim you are serving me when the people around you, you don't serve them? It's not true. You serve me by serving others. Bible says, in the last day, people will stand before God and God will say, I was hungry. I was hungry and you did not give me food. I was thirsty. Then they will say, God, we didn't see you. We didn't see you with your wounded heel. We didn't see you up here. And God said that what you do to the least of these people, the person you give money on the street, the stranger you see stranded and you help, you have done it unto me. Hallelujah. He said, you didn't visit me while I was in prison. He said, if you ever visit somebody in the prison, if you say, so how many of you have been to the prison before? Okay, some of us have not been there. How many of you have been to the orphanage? I guess you have not been. One of us, we have one of us here that has an organization that is going by the end of the month. So take another, so that you stand before God and say, I was an orphan, did not come to visit me. Hallelujah. Because you have not done it to the people around you. You cannot claim you are a good prayer warrior while everybody around you is angry and then you are talking to God. You say, I'm talking to God. It doesn't work that way. Hallelujah. So you cannot claim you are following God when you then learn how to follow men, because the system of God is a system of men. And when you learn how to follow men, I've heard about Catherine Kuhlman. How many of you have heard the story of Catherine Kuhlman? She said the secret of her relationship with the Holy Spirit is the secret she learned from relating with her father. She says he was closer to her father than her mother. That when her mother beat her, she would run to her father would carry her on her lap. So that she was intimate with her biological dad. So it was easier for her to relate. She said that she understood the Holy Spirit by relating with her father. Hallelujah. So following men will always help you to become all you have gone. Like, my life is a testimony of following men. You know, something happened this week. Somebody has already bought all our fans. Yes. Just delivered it within the week. We should have fixed it, but the person to fix it. But like, just like that. Just because, how many offering will it take to raise to buy a fan? I've never mentioned it in church. They say, please bring. I have learned not to disturb people. Like, not to call people and say, please, everybody now, the Lord is saying 5,000 naira, 3,000 naira. No. The reason why I don't do it because I follow Dr. Paul Enetche and he doesn't do it. Then I learned why, what is the secret, why people do things without you asking. And then I learned it. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So there's a secret to make this happen. And when you follow, you learn secret easily. I was reading a book last week, The Secret of Habit of Millionaires. And then one of the secrets is learn how to copy recipes and formulas. For you to learn how to cook, in fact, there's a cooking school in America, they call it Cutlery School of Skills. They study cooking like a skill, like BSc, PhD, cooking. Hallelujah. Then he said, you can go there for 7 years learning how to cook. Or you can wait for the chief chef after one day work and is about entering his car. He says, sir, please, I have a very good dinner today. Please, how do I prepare this food? Just tell me. In 5 minutes, he can tell you, add this. And once you follow it, you produce what he can produce. True? Yes, by simply following the best. You don't know how to go and learn all the cycle. Now, I'll be sharing something different, first service, second service, because when I notice the people that usually come for first service, I discover what we're sharing first service will help us. And the second service is usually more of a lot of people. Hallelujah, let me put it that way. So it's better to share what I'm sharing this morning with us. Now, when you follow like that, when you follow your leader, when you follow people, it will be different because you will learn how to make things faster. You will learn how to achieve results faster. I learned how to pray for long hours by following Apostle Aromel. I listened to one message from him. He said that he lied down on his bed, covered himself with his pillow, and then he's there. I'm telling you, the first time I prayed for 10 hours, I followed his formula. I locked up my room, laid on the bed. Because of course, where I was living, the room was not bed. And then 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. I was on, I'm telling you, I didn't stand up. I was there. Why? Because this is the way to do it. I learned it. I learned how to listen to a message repeatedly by following Dr. Howard Mills. I had him say, when you get a message, listen to it 2 times. Yesterday, I had him was saying something that if you have not read the book 9 times, you don't understand it. If you have not read one book, how many times? 9 times. It was from him I heard that if you are not, if you listen to a message, the first listening, listen to it 2 or 3 times. There are messages I've listened to over 10, 20 times. I can preach it back to back. There are books I read every year, 2 times, 3 times every year. Why? Because I have learned, and as I follow them, I'm beginning to see the results. Hallelujah. So what I'll be sharing this morning will help you a great lot, and I believe you will be blessed to listen. The art of following means to be under submissiveness, to be under authority, or to submit to authority. The art of following means to be under authority or to submit to authority. Some of us are unit leaders. Some of us have people we follow. Some of us have people ahead of us. So when you submit to authority, Bible says, why submit to your husband? Colossians chapter 3 verse 18. John chapter 20 verse 21. He says, you just follow me. You are following when you submit to the authority. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is not democratic. Hope you know that. Are you aware at all? It is not permitted in the kingdom to discuss on certain levels of leadership anyway. God is autocratic. You know what is autocratic? He says and you obey. But military is not even like that. But God is autocratic. God doesn't ask for you. He just says it. You can discuss and then you decide to do it. No, you just keep quiet. But God gives instruction. The military say, what the military say, shoot. You just obey. So because you are under authority. So you submit when you are under authority. Hallelujah. When you follow. When you follow every authority that you are under and you are submitting to. You are following. Hallelujah. Number 2, the art of following means taking instructions. John chapter 9 verse 49. Taking instructions means you are following. The art of following means taking instructions. Taking what? Instructions. Many people don't like to hear instructions. Many people don't like to be corrected. Many people don't want to be told what to do. Hallelujah. Jesus said, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. That means everything that Jesus Christ spoke was under instruction. Hallelujah. You didn't get the text? John 12:49. Hallelujah. John 12:49. Am I fast? All right. Praise the Lord. To follow means to take instructions. Jesus Christ did everything he did by taking instructions. When he want to go to do anything, he will go to pray. What will you have me do? Father, what will you have me do? Hallelujah. Is that correct? What will you have me do? Abraham always took instructions from God. Everyone that has ever worked with God, that followed God, must learn how to take instructions. Hallelujah. When your leader say, be here by 7, you are not following if you don't adhere to that instruction. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Alright, I will stop for now. Now, there are some facts about following I want you to know. All true leaders are true followers. All true leaders are what? True followers. All, every leader you have ever seen that is good, followed someone. Jesus was one of the best leaders we could ever have. Is that right? But in John chapter 6 verse 57, he said, as the living Father has sent me, he was sent, he was under somebody. We are looking at the art of following Henry. As the living Father has sent him, are we together? He could learn how to lead because he was also following. See, we have a lot of wicked leaders that have lived in this world. One of them was Hitler. How many of you know Hitler? Hitler was what we call a dictator. He killed how many million Jews? Over 6 million. No, is it 60 million? No. But he killed over 6 million Jews, right? Over 6 million people. You know what is 6 million? Hallelujah. That means killing all the people in Lokoja times, how many times? In Kogi State. Yes. I think it's more than 6 million. But that was the way millions, like hundreds of thousands, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. Why? Because he was following nobody. He can wake up today and say, I'm going to war with Poland. And then he would drive to Poland like that and just kill them. He can wake up today and say, I'm going to war with Austria. And just he was not under anybody. So he could not be a good leader. Are we together? Another woman, a wicked leader we had in this country, in Africa, was Idi Amin. How many of you know Idi Amin, that guy of Uganda? Didn't bow to anybody, EU or Africa, any association, he was out of it. He became a human cannibal. You know human cannibal, somebody that eats human flesh. He practiced witchcraft, broad daylight. Had no religion, had no respect for religion. As wicked as Saddam Hussein was, I was reading a book recently. Christians in Arab, we are testifying that Saddam Hussein was very wicked, but he protected Christians in his days. As wicked as he was, he protected Christians. The Christians said that they have never had peace in the Middle East ever the death of Saddam Hussein. So he was wicked, but he at least he respected God. Idi Amin had no respect for any God. I shared a story of you that a bishop looked for his trouble and then he said, open your mouth, put the pistol in his mouth and shot his head and said, eat the bullet. He could sleep with four ladies at the same time. The ladies will be the one that will be tired. Because he was practically demonized. So he was wicked. He could kill anybody. You look for his trouble, you are dead. Why? Because he was following nobody. He could not lead well. As America as they are, as government power they are, they cannot do what they want to do. Hope you know that. They are under the AU, under the UN, there are organizations. The president cannot just wake up and declare anything like that. Any true leader is a good follower. So if you ever want to be a good leader, you must learn how to follow. Are we together? Number two, you can never lead well if you don't follow someone. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. Hebrews 4:15. The Bible says, we are having a high priest that can be touched by what? The feelings of our infirmities. He knows how it means to follow. Hallelujah. You see, I have followed people and then they told me, I will see you by 7. Come and see me by 7. And then I'll be there by 6:40 or 6:50, and by 7 they will not see me. I'll be there till 8. I'll be there by 9. I understand what it means to tell somebody following me, I want to see you by 7. And I will not be there by 7. Why? Because I have followed people and I've learned how it feels. Do you understand me? If you don't know how it feels to be under somebody, you will not know how it feels for the people that are under you. As a man, it is difficult to take instructions, especially from somebody that's your age mate, right? Just imagine I'm your age mate, and I say, I want to see you by 7. You dress up, took your travel, you baited, and then you came. You will not understand. I have followed somebody that was junior to me in age. That will tell me, meeting is 4, and you're there by 4. Submit this assignment by 3, and I submit it by 3. So I understand sometimes I'll be receiving the instruction and say, my God. But because I am following. So when I'm giving somebody that is my equal instructions that is following me, I know how it feels. So I will choose my words wisely. I will be sensitive to who he is. Because I have followed. And I'm still following. Come on, do you understand? When I want to tell people to make certain things, because I have received that kind of instructions before and I knew how I felt. So I can be able to help people well. So you can never lead well if you don't follow. If you don't learn how it feels like for people to come late to meeting. I know how it means. You know, somehow I was hearing somebody speaking. He said, anybody that comes late for meeting, punish him like this. Anybody that does this, do this like this. Anybody that does this like this. I understand that person has never followed or he's not following someone. Because when you follow people, you understand that some people have ethical, biblical reasons that they come late sometimes, but when it becomes a character, consistent coming late, that's when it's bad altogether. But sometimes people can have real genuine issues that can make them come late. But if you have never followed somebody, that means you don't understand how people feel. When somebody can say, if you don't pray for, how can you be a serious Christian, don't pray for 3 hours? It's because you don't follow somebody that's given you a heavy instructions that you cannot keep. Hallelujah. So if you want to lead well, you must be able to follow. Are we together? Number 3. Sometimes you have to follow in order to lead. Sometimes you have to what? Follow in order to lead. Now, Pastor Mint follows me. And then he is a leader in Shekinah Encounter Center. Do you get that? Now, do you get the equation? The disciples in Matthew chapter 10 verse 1 followed Jesus Christ. And then eventually they became leaders. The Bible is speaking in the book of 1 Samuel or Exodus 18 verse 25, Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 15. When you follow, you will have an opportunity to lead. There are pastors over region in Redeemed Church of God. Regional pastors, district pastors, assembly pastors, right? All these pastors are leaders in their local assemblies. Two of us. Everything they say there is vetted by them. But they are leaders because they are following. If they were never following Daddy Adeboye, some of them, if they had started church, they wouldn't have up to 100 members till they died. Hope you know that. But because they are following someone, they can lead. So as you learn how to follow, it will make you a leader. You will always have opportunity to lead. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I will give you some benefit of following quickly because there are a lot of things I want us to cover. Following makes you, it doesn't reduce you. Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. Please put it out on the screen. Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. Following makes you. I want us to read that scripture out loud. Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. Following will make you. Is it on screen? Now let's read that. 1, 2, 3, go. And he said unto them, what? Follow me and I will what? Make you fishers of men. Let's read that loud again. 1, 2, 3, go. Follow me, yes. So once you follow, you are being made. Do you get that? Follow me. Once you follow me, you will be made. Hallelujah. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. How many of you remember the stories of the first men that came to Samuel, to David in cave of Adullam in 1 Samuel 22? Do you remember the story? 1 Samuel 22 verse 3. Let's have it on screen. 1 Samuel 22 verse 3. Follow me and I will make you. Let's look at the characteristics of people that came to David. I think I will look at that last Sunday, but let's look at it again. 22. Is it on screen? Alright. Let's read. Yes. Okay, sorry. Let's back up to verse 1. 1 Samuel 22 verse 1. David therefore departed thence and escaped to Cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went thither to him. Verse 2 now. Are we in verse 2? Now let's look at the class of people that came to David. And everyone that was in distress. And everyone that was what? In debt. And everyone that was what? Discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Now, when you read chapter 23, the next chapter was the story of the mighty men of David. I've said that before, right? How many of you remember the story of the mighty men of David? All of them, this was the way they came. But as they followed David, every one of them became a giant killer. Every one of them become dangerous with the sword. Because as you follow, you will be made. Hallelujah. It is said that if your friends are 6 millionaires, you will probably be the 6th. Because who you follow will determine how you will end. Praise the Lord. Number two, following creates room for impartations. When you follow, you make the atmosphere conducive for you to be imparted. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. When you follow, you create room for what? Impartation. What does this say? When they saw, yes. Hallelujah. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and James and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant, they said what? They took knowledge that what? They had been with Jesus. That means they had been around Jesus Christ. They had been around Him. That explains why they could be this bold. That could explain why they could dare what they could dare. That explains why. Then the Bible says the word that I speak unto you. How many of you have seen people that attend Living Faith before Winners Chapel? And hear the way they talk. You can easily go to a winner member and go to a doctor, and the doctor will say, you have cancer. I don't have cancer. In Jesus' name. That is the way they behave. Two of us. Why? Because they always hear bishops say, you confess this. And they hear him year in, year out, they behave in a certain way. Right? An average dunamis member believe in power. They believe in the demonstration and of the anointing. You know, I remember the first time when Apostle Suleiman came, and then somebody was taking intercessory prayer, and the person was not from Omega Fire Ministry. Then one of the members in the backstage, I was listening to her, she was narrating. Ah, let me have this mic. The guy was sluggish to her. He was not rugged or fire the way they behave. When you hear somebody, you will know the kind of spirit that rests on that person. Because they have been around following that voice consistently. How many of you have listened to Apostle Mike Oroko? You know, the first time I listened to him preach, it was somebody I was playing. I thought it was Apostle Arome. I was like, which message is this? The person says, it's not Apostle Arome. I said, Jesus Christ, I could not believe. Why? Because as he said that, there was a time he came to RCN and he took hundreds of messages of Apostle Arome and listened to it. He began to behave like him. There is a man that followed Apostle Jonathan in Shekogaza, in Abuja. You know him, right? His mannerism, everything. Like Apostle Selman. Why? Because as you follow, you create room for impartations. The spirit of the person you follow will consistently rest on you. Do you understand? Come on, do you understand? Yes, so who you follow will affect you. Number three, following makes you live above your equals. You will live above your what? Equals. You will not be like your mate. You will not be like what? Your mate. Elisha was the one that followed Elijah. And the Bible says he called him my father, right? And then the Bible says when Elijah left, all the remaining sons of the prophet came and bowed because they said the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. He could know that he could live. All of them knew they could live. He could live, but he was more sensitive. Daniel was 10 times better than his colleagues because he simply followed the writings of Jeremiah. Always reading and following. The Bible says, and Daniel understood by books. Are we together? As you follow, you will not be as your equal. That is my secret in the ministry because I know many people that started with me. My secret is I simply follow. I don't even try to do anything that is spectacular. See, this statement that I want to do greater than my father. I want to do greater than Adeboye. It's not my statement. I don't want to be bigger than Adeboye. It's set out the truth. I don't want to be bigger than Mr. Adebo. I just want to fulfill my destiny. If my destiny means I'll be bigger than them, that is good. But I will not. I remember when I went to the Glory Dome when the building was on. People were praying, God will build bigger than this. Lord will do bigger than this. I was here, I did not pray that prayer till tomorrow. I have not prayed it and I will never pray it. Do you know what it means to feel there is some auditorium when you have the pressure of feeling it alone will kill you? Hope you know that. There are some vehicles when you have, the pressure of maintaining it alone will make you poor. When you have a Mercedes E-Class and your salary is 150, you are already broke. Right? Yes. You are already gone. Because you don't carry it to roadside mechanic. When it has a problem, you move to Abuja or you go to a place that you don't pay. Bishop, ask Bishop Benson, I said that before, when he was the first person that built a big church in Nigeria, said that he has sons that come to him and say, Father, we want to do bigger than you. He said, I heard him preach it with his word. He said that if he doesn't like the child, he will say, Amen, I declare you will build it in Jesus' name. But he said that if he likes that son, he will call him to the side and say, you don't understand what this building means. Don't dare it unless God sent you. But when you notice that the kind of son is like this, you just say, Amen, I pray for you. Because they don't understand what it means. Bishop, when Dr. Paul and they say that the foil that maintains Dunamis Church headquarters, the foils in a week is in seven zeros. Foil, diesel. You know what is seven zeros? Your offering for 10 years as a church, will you buy the foil to run the generator? See, there are some things you don't even have an idea of what he's talking, what they're talking about. Hallelujah. But when you follow, you will live above your equals. At least your equals, you will be higher than them. Because of the art of following. Hallelujah. Now, following will cause you to see farther than your current level. Anybody you follow, you will see at his level. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, the Bible was speaking of Joshua and Moses. Because Joshua followed Moses, he could see higher than an average child in Israel in the wilderness. In Numbers 13:30, hallelujah. Caleb was also an ardent follower of Moses. And then he could see farther than an average people when they were sent to spy the land. So we are able to capture. Everybody that follows well will see higher than his equals. Because Abraham Lincoln said that we see farther than our mate because we rest upon the shoulders of what? Our father. You have heard that statement before, right? You will see farther than your mate. Why? Because you are following. You'll be able to understand a lot of things that your mate will not understand. Hallelujah. Number 5, following will help you to stay humble. In Numbers chapter 12 verse 3, the Bible says, and Moses was the meekest man in the whole earth, simply because he was under instructions by God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10, Apostle Paul said, follow me as what? No, I am who I am by the grace of God. Everything that has happened to me is not because of my grace or because of God. Everything around me is by the grace of God. When you hear somebody boast and say, I am everything original. What I have, I got it from God. Somebody that doesn't mention name, doesn't seem to look as if he came from somewhere. The tendency is you will be proud. Isn't that true? Yes, you'll be proud. There are situations when you should not follow. There is a situation when you should not follow somebody. Number one condition is when the leadership is out of scripture. Any leader that is leading you and has gone out of scripture, you are not mandated to follow that person. Are we together? Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 1, first of all, you test the spirit. And then 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 says, all scriptures are given by instructions and they are profitable for doctrine, instruction, reproof. So any leader that has gone out of scripture, you should not what? You should not what? Follow. I remember a church close by here. The lady said, she needed children. And then the man said he will sleep with her and then she will have children. I'm telling you a true life story, not fiction. Like, if after service, you say, come and take me to your church, I can take you. Hallelujah. But the man, she said she slept with him. And then she doesn't have children up to now. And then she was lamenting. Should she have slept with him? Come on, should she have slept with him? Eh? A pastor cannot tell you, come to my house and sleep with me because God said I was led. There are conditions, once they are out of scripture, don't follow. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? A leader will tell you, your husband says, I want you to be at home. Forget about your husband, come to church. Any pastor that asks you to damn your husband and come to church is not biblical. The first authority you are under as a wife is who? Your husband. Right? Yes. Before your pastor. So, the instructions of the leader must be from scripture first. Once it has gone out of scripture, you should not follow. Number two is when following involves abuse and corruption. When you are following a leader that abuses you, or there is corruption involved. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel chapter 19 verse 10 and 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 40, we have two scenarios of people that rebelled against their leader. Immediately corruption stepped in. 1 Kings 11 verse 40, 1 Samuel 19 verse 10. When there is abuse, you know what is abuse? I have watched on TV and then on channels of a man of God will call a pregnant woman and say, sit down, and then put his leg in her belly and say he's prophesying. Now think about that. She is my man of God, I'm following him. If I'm my husband, that's the last day you cross that door. Is that not true? A leader that abuses you verbally, physically, emotionally. You know what is abuse? Come on, you understand what is abuse, right? You don't follow that kind of a leader. Number three, when the end of following that person is doom. In John chapter 14 verse 6, the Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said, I am the door. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. But there are people that when you follow them, you know eventually there is doom at the end. Come on, all together. Now following this person will eventually lead you to doom. There are relationships that you know that will destroy you. There are leadership that you know will destroy you. Example is following some of the leaders in Nigeria. Following them will end this country in doom. Is that not true? Yes. Following some of the leaders of the world, it's okay. Let's say a leader said, some people have still closed the church in the world and said, no Christians should gather. They said, no indoor gathering. But then they allowed party. Now, partying and church, which one can be regulated more? In a church, you can space the people. You can do control, right? You can, but can you control people in party? How can you make a law? People cannot come to church, but they can go to the market. Contact in church and market, which one can be regulated? Come on, which one? Who really? Which one can be regulated? Okay, people should not come to church, but people can travel in buses. In a bus and a church that is airtight, which one is better? See, if you follow certain laws, certain things, it will eventually lead us to doom. We have to worship God. And the Bible says, neglect not the gathering of believers. There is stronger power when we come together than when you are alone. Bible says, one will chase 1,000 and two will what? Put 10,000 to flight. When we come together to pray, the force is stronger. So we cannot follow a law that says church will never gather again. Because left to them, the church will never meet again till the world comes. Is that not true? Yes. So you should not follow a leader or follow someone that the end of that followership is doom. Hallelujah. And then finally, you should not follow when the leader is not under authority. When the leader is not under authority, is not a good time to follow. Praise the Lord. How many of you remember the story of Datan, Korah, and Abiram? Do you remember the story of Datan, Korah, and Abiram? They were the people that came and rebelled against Moses and said, why are you taking this thing too serious? Everybody is righteous. Because they came to fight. Moses was the authority. Everybody was under Moses. Because the Bible says he brought them up by a prophet. Everybody, Aaron, Miriam, all of them were under Moses. Now these three guys decide to rebel against the authority of Moses. That means they left authority. They were not under authority. Come on, do you remember that? And then they rebelled against Moses. Then Moses said, if I am a man of God, they will not die a natural death. See, the earth will open and swallow them. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And then God said that, now everyone that does not belong to Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, leave them. So you have an option to follow Datan, Korah, and Abiram, or to come to the side of Moses. So it was like a two divide. Come on, do you understand now? Now some people decide to follow him, and then they were on that side, and then Moses and the people were on this side. That was the first time in history when people went to hell. Direct entry. You know, direct entry. Direct, you know, you write jam, but direct entry is 200 level. Bible says you will die first before you go to hell. But they went to hell physically. Bible says the earth opened and swallowed them up. Of course, you know hell is beneath, right? Yes. The first time out of rebellion. Never follow somebody that is under, has rebelled. Now, some angels, Lucifer was under the authority of God. Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. And then he rebelled, right? And the Bible says some angels followed him. 1/3. See, he is not under authority. Don't follow him. He has cut off from authority, so don't follow him. That is why you see churches that their pastor, a pastor, break from a church and then took some of the members, and then the members followed him. That is one of the most deadly and wicked, dangerous things you can do to your life. Any pastor that left a church unceremoniously, inappropriately, and wrongly should never be followed. Why? Because he left the wrong way. Unless he's correct himself. He is not under authority. Are you understanding me? There is a way to leave a church, right? When the person break and take 25% of the members of the of his pastors and took them away and left with quarrel and fight, that is not somebody to follow. It's a very, very dangerous thing. You have exposed yourself to his error. A church, that is why, you know, sometimes when we go for evangelism with Pastor Mig, and then I meet somebody, I say, please, when we're inviting people to church, I say, are you committed somewhere? And the person say, yes, I'm committed somewhere. I'm committed in my church. Yeah, okay, don't worry. Be committed there. Be faithful. Your church is a good church. What's the name of the church? I will encourage them. Two of us. That is what I do. Because I don't want to intentionally take somebody's members to my church. Even though some people will eventually leave, let it be by God that God directed them to come. Not that I went to somebody's church, took his strongest keyboardist to my church. Went to somebody's church, took his pastor and made him to follow me. I am just building on sand. Very soon, it will happen to me. Do you understand that? Very soon. So, don't follow somebody that's not under authority. Anybody that does not submit to authority is a dangerous person to follow. Now, there are 20 qualities of a good follower that I want to give you before we close. 20 qualities of a good follower. How many of you want to know the qualities? How many of you want to follow well? Number one, love your leader and accept his person. Love your leader and what?
Accept his person.
Love your leader. In Numbers 12 verse 1, Moses married a black woman, and because of that, Miriam and Aaron rebelled against him. Hallelujah. Love your leader and then accept his person. Love him. You know what is my person? Come on, do you understand what I mean by his person? Example. The way I talk. If I am your leader, you must like the way I talk. Right? If I'm a leader, I am like this, looking like one. You must like my body shape. Is that not true? Don't say you like a pastor that has 6-pack. No, this is the way I am. You must develop to learn how to love your leader. You must accept his person. If you speak very fast, you must learn to accept it. You will never follow well if you don't love and accept the person of your leader. Praise the Lord. Now, number two, respect his leadership without reservation and biasness. That means irrespective of his age, irrespective of his tribe, irrespective of his color. You must respect and accept his leadership. Now, you know what is the most problem of Kogi State? I know some states have problem, but this state has a major problem of tribalism. You know what is tribalism? The person is not Ibra. I don't want it. The person is not Oku. The person is not Igala. I could remember the last election in this state. There was a wonderful governor that we had. Hallelujah. And then, didn't pay people for 16 months. Is it 16 months? Or some people for almost over 2 years. All manner of things. The people say, we'll still vote him. Why? Because he's my tribal person. I've never been this is the first time to have a governor from another tribe that is not of the other tribe that has been ruling. Wow, a lot of people are really copying. Like, am I too fast? Don't worry, I'll slow down now. Praise God. I'm just looking at the time so that people will not come and meet us in this service. Praise the Lord. So you must accept his person irrespective of his age. If your leader is younger than you, you are in a unit, and then the prayer director or the music director is younger than you, you must put age aside and follow. If he's Yoruba and you are Igbo or you are Hausa, I remember when I came to NCCF and I was NCCF president. You know, an average, I am from the north, of course. An average Yoruba person disrespects people from the north. An average, especially Yoruba, the Igbo people are not like that most times. But Yoruba people were, because we are Abokis, everything they know about us in the Lagos and the West are Aboki, Sushina, Suya. The image you have of the north is an irresponsible image. And then the Boko Haram issue has made the issue worse. Right? So when they hear this person in Hausa, everybody is Aboki to them. So when I was announced the NCCF president, some people could not believe. How can this person be the president? No, but I don't look, imagine the way I was looking like one. And then I was like, And I went to Federal Embassy Mina, not even FUT Mina. So they were like, my only bailout, you know, everybody was just looking at me. I could see tension in the air. You know what bailed me out? Was the first time I preached. Yes, when I preached, and then there was a manifestation of the anointing, and then somebody, after the service, that was when their heart changed. Say, this person forget about his anointing. Hey. People say, Papa, the same people that are just looking at me, they're just saying like this. I'm telling you, yes. My only bailout when I was NCCF state president was the anointing. I can tell you that again and forever. I'm telling you. People have a way of sizing you from where you are from. Learn to follow irrespective of biasness. His tribe notwithstanding. His age notwithstanding. His color notwithstanding. His body size notwithstanding. His money. That a unit member, because they are more financially stable than their leader, they are not submissive. Hope you know that. They are not submissive. Does he know how to make the mark in the bank? But if he was a bank manager, you obey him. Is that not true? Yes. So learn how to follow irrespective of the biasness of the leader. Number three, obey instantly and correctly. What did I say? Obey instantly and what? Correctly. In Genesis 9 verse 27, Abraham caught up immediately and obeyed. Now imagine, Pastor Mint, I said, stand up from that chair. You see, I can say stand up from that chair, a snake is coming. He can decide to stand up immediately, or he can wait till after 5 minutes, then he eventually stand up. Eventually he obeyed me. But not instantly. The snake will have beaten him, right? Come on, right? So obedience is not obedience until it is instant and accurate. When I send you here, go there. When he said, do this, do this. You know, I had sometimes, I had a lady say, no matter how anointed you are, when they invite you to do a function, to close prayer, close the prayer and shut the mic. You know how that instruction? So some people, some leader will say, go and do this one. They'll go up and do something else. Especially if they are not, there is a situation when you are led, and then your leader will bear witness that you were led to do this. Because, of course, as a leader, you must be flexible. People can be led to do something else. Come on, all together. But somebody that has a character of doing what he wants to do. The instruction is, this is what we are doing. This is the song we are singing. This is what we are doing. Oh, this is the way we are going. This is the prayer we are leading. But when you come up and say, no, I feel we should pray for Nigeria. The prayer point here I have is to pray for the church, but I'm led of God to pray. The kind of terrorism happening in this country, everybody stand up and pray. You are on your own. Totally on your own. Hallelujah. Obey the instructions you received. If you are led, the leader will know and you will bear witness. Come on, are we together? Are we together? Number one, number four, believe in the vision of your leader. In 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 5, Bible says, David rose up to build the sanctuary And then the people followed him. Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 6. Nehemiah 4 says, 1 Kings 5 verse 5. He got up to build the church, the wall, the temple in Jerusalem. Nehemiah and Ezra, both of them. And the people believed in their vision. If I come on Sunday and I said, our vision as a church is to buy chairs. Don't come and say your vision, no. Your vision is to what? Your vision is to what? Your vision is to paint the church. Are we together? Yes. If your leader says, our vision is evangelism for this month. No, don't come and say your vision is worship. Your leader says, your vision is for us. This month, all the songs we are singing are heal song. Say, no, my vision is Yoruba tribal songs. There is a church in this country, you don't hear them sing tribal songs on stage for life. You know the church? Where is the church? Christ Embassy. How many of you have ever heard Christ Embassy? Ibuchuku, Ibu Gima. How many of you have ever heard anybody from Christ Embassy? The instruction is here. Once you claim here, it must be English. Begin to observe from now. Local one can be doing it, Brother Ranches, but headquarter, you will never. All of them is English. That is the instruction. Now, if you don't want that kind of instruction, leave. You know, I tell people that if you believe in wearing trousers and you are attending Deeper Life Church, the way to be safe is live Deeper Life. Because if you stay in Deeper Life and you wear trousers, you are under a curse. But the same person can leave and go to another church that permits trousers and it will not be a curse. You must learn the authority you are under and obey them as it is. Now, Christ Embassy said, don't sing English song and you come out and say, when I want to worship my God, English doesn't communicate what I want to say. Anytime I sing my tribal song, it touches their heart. That is a rebel song. You are totally on your own. They will off their mic for you. It's like that. So just believe in their vision. And you know the reason why he's like that? Do you know the reason why Christ Embassy is like that? Because Christ Embassy has a lot of international audience. A lot. In every survey, a lot of international people. And then when you're Igbo, basically, one somebody from UK, Britain will be like, why is this person? And they'll disconnect. But everybody can understand English. Hallelujah. So the vision, just believe in their vision. Just what? Believe in their vision. If the vision of the music director is to raise this, just believe in his vision. Praise the Lord. Number 5, support and promote the vision of your leader. Support and what? Promote the vision. When you have to give, you give. When you have to be there, you be there. When you have to carry out assignment, carry out the assignment. Altogether, support and promote the vision of the leader. Support and promote the vision of your leader. Hallelujah. Number 6, defend and protect the humanity of your leader. The what? Humanity. Defend it and protect it. In Genesis 9 verse 23, the Bible says, Noah drank alcohol and was drunk. And then his younger son came and loved him. But the elder ones took a cloth and went backward and covered their father. How many of you have seen church members defending their pastors before? Is it right or not? You that you are abusing my pastor, who is your pastor? Is he perfect? Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? Is your pastor perfect? No. Everybody has a humanity. The best person that will know my humanity is Pastor Min, because he's the closest to me. Do I have weaknesses or not? Okay, I thought you say I don't have. Me, I don't know anyway. You have never even told me. But I know I have. I don't need you to tell me I have before I know I have. There's a way I may be reacting. Maybe I may be too sensitive. Maybe I can be so withdrawal. Maybe I can have denied access. Maybe I can have a lot of things. But don't allow anybody discuss the weakness of your leader. All together, defend it. Number 9. Now weakness is different from sin. Gee, you understand me now? Your father, your pastor is a serial adulterer, fornicator. Yes, now I can't sleep. I don't know his name. Don't you know he's a man? It's not easy for a man to stay one place. No, that's not what I'm talking about. All together. Yeah, I'm talking about natural weakness. Let's say temperamental weakness. A choleric has a weakness. A choleric has a weakness. What is the weakness of choleric? Cholerics don't always consider other people. They are selfish. They are. If a choleric say, we are going through this door, everybody say, no, sir. Can you say, no. A choleric will only go through this door. That is a weakness. Are we together? Now, a melancholy will have a weakness of excellence. If you have 99, a melancholy say, why is it not 100%? They are difficult to appreciate. It's like that. That is a weakness. A phlegmatic is sluggish, lazy, inconsiderate, and there's a lot of things. A sanguine, talk. Yeah, anytime they are around, you know they are around. Right? What other temperament again do we have? Eh? That's before, right? Every one of us may have one, and there's a weakness you have. Are we together? How many of you have not read Spirit Control Temperament? You have not read that book. Who have not read it? You have not read it, Ima? Hey. May you read it in Jesus' name. Number 7, prayer intercede for your leader. Colossians chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible says, pray for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I was listening to Prophet Hubert Angel said, okay, Colossians chapter 4, verse 3, 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Hubert Angel said, I want to be perfect like you after you finish gossiping me, please pray for me to be perfect and holy like you. Are we together? Pray for them. Pray for God to help them. Pray for God to strengthen them. Colossians chapter 4, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 22. Pray and intercede for your leader. Pray for them to lead us well. Pray for them to lead you well. Are we together? Pray for them to be able to help you. Intercede for them in their private closet. Fast and pray for them. There are men of God I have prayed and fasted for them. They don't even know I exist in this life. Fast and pray for them. I could remember one of my leaders in campus when I was in campus. He had a challenge with academics. I fasted. Lord, he must succeed. His shame is our shame. His failure is our failure. You pray and intercede for your leader. Hallelujah. So there are people that are waiting for their leaders to fail so that they'll be able to have something to talk about. Two of us. Yes. I heard Pastor David Ibiomi say that when Pastor Benny Hinn had his marriage scandal, he said he fasted for him for 21 days. And intercede for them. Hallelujah. Number 8, advertise your leader. In John chapter 1 from verse 44 to 46, Nathanael was advertised to about Jesus Christ by other disciples. Tell people about your leader. Let people know about him. Hallelujah. There are people in this church that have never invited somebody or told somebody about this church. Hallelujah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Sir Victor is here. It was after on Wednesday, he was around on Wednesday, and then, how did you know about the church? It was me that was telling me that. It was Sheye. Sheye is one of our members, one of our daughters, one of us, and then invited him on phone. Not in this church. I think the last time she was around, she has been in Jos, and then back to Abuja. Now, the last time she was around here was last year. Only one of the last years. But she kept, in fact, she has invited like 4 people to the church in her absence. Tell people about your leader. If your leader is in the, tell people. Are we together? People recommended Jesus Christ for. Somebody told Nathaniel and came and this is it. Come and hear him. Come and hear the word of God. Are we together? Number 9, desire and enhance the well-being of your leader. Desire his well-being and enhance his well-being. Don't pray for your leader to be sick. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, from verse 16 to 17, 2 Samuel 21, 16 to 17. David was thirsty and needed a water from the well of Jerusalem. And the people went all the way to ensure that his need was met. 2 Samuel chapter 23, from verse 15 to 20. Another one, 2 Samuel 23, 15 to 20. The servant of David defended him. 2 Samuel 23, 15 to 20. Defended and succored him. Hallelujah. Something happened recently. And then I think it happened with Pastor Min. And then I got so close to him that, one day I told him that, what was he said? Like, I was not having airtime. I would have called. I didn't have airtime. Sorry. And then I could remember he transferred money to my account. And I was like, And I began to feel bad. And the reason why I told him was because, you know, there's a way you get close to somebody, I can easily discuss what's happening to you. But I told him, and then, he just wanted me to be well. That's the point. He told my welfare should be of concern. Every leader you have, his welfare should be your concern. Now, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about every leader you have. That was why I asked you, all of us have mentors, and you said yes. Desire their well-being. Look at what they have and what is their challenge and strive to meet it. Do you understand? My friend said one day he came to preach and his belt was bad. Then one of his followers said, He just came the next time he saw that they brought new belts. Please change these belts. Look at your leader. When you see him walking and then you see his shoe looking like prayer point like this, change it for him. if you can, right? You see, it's white, has turned to coffee brown. Buy him a white shirt. Hallelujah. Desire their well-being. Hallelujah. Recruit support and followers for your leaders. Number 11. Resist rebellion and conspiracy from other followers. Resist rebellion and what? Conspiracies from other followers. In Numbers 13 verse 3. Now, let's say, okay, let me know this one of us. After rehearsals now, one choir member will say, this is our MD set. Every time, is it this kind of song? Every time, this kind of song. Say, what do you do as a person? That is the way he wanted and it will be like this. Hallelujah. Resist rebellion and conspiracy. Because every conspiracy, somebody spoke with somebody and somebody spoke with somebody. Now, let me ask you a sincere question. How many of you sincerely have ever been part of a rebellion in a church somewhere? They came and met and said, let's do this one. We will not agree, Our MD, he likes singing medley too much. Is it medley? Can't we just sing one song to the end of the choir ministration? He likes only medley. We don't like it. Then next to the house, then they say, sir, can't we just do like this? It's not me, yo. They are saying, some people are saying, now, when you hear somebody say they are saying, it's nobody that is saying, he's the one saying. Sir, can't we, you see that, I noticed that we don't need to keep to time. After meeting, can't keep to time. And then behind, you went and spoke to somebody, and then before you know, the people are angry at the leader because resist rebellion. When somebody comes to you and talk about your leader, say, shut up! Go and tell him. Do you hear what I'm talking about? Don't be part of a rebellion. Don't be part of a conspiracy. Because you will harvest it. One day you will have children and your children will gang up against you. One day you will be a leader and they will gang up. You know, I had a situation one time I was a leader and the people were just misbehaving. Misbehaving, outright misbehavior. My assistant, I kept quiet all the while. On the last day of handing over, he knelt down publicly to apologize to me. I was shocked. I said, no, don't worry. I'm not even angry at all. Don't worry, shut up, sincerely. That means all the while they knew what they were doing was wrong. All the while. Do you know what happened? I told them that if what you have been doing is right, I asked some people, stand up. Two people had the boldness to stand up. I said, I want to pray for you that you have a leader like me so that you'll be able to read me. Stand up. Two people stood up. I prayed for them. One came mostly later to apologize. I said, I don't understand what you're talking about when you say that. Because the truth is, you will harvest it. So don't join rebellion. Never say, once somebody comes to you, say, no, I am not part. I am not what? Say, I am not part. I am not a party. Don't be a party to conspiracy. Hallelujah. Number 12, wish your leader well and success. In John chapter 3 verse 33, wish your leader well and what? Success. John 3:33, the Bible says, John said, he must increase and what? I must decrease. So wish your leader well. When you see your father, your leader going up, celebrate him and wish them well. How many of you know that genuinely few people only really wish you well in life? There are people that when they see you high, going up, singing well, waiting for you. When they see you singing high note, like Imam was singing high note today, there will be people that will want him to miss and not to reach the hit and hit the note. Hope you know that. You don't know what I'm talking about. You are pretending as if you don't know. It's not everybody that wish you well. There are people that as you are praying for a sick person, they'll be praying the miracle should not happen. Yes! There are people praying that the miracle should not happen. They are wishing the prophecy will never happen. But wish people well. Wish your leader well. Anytime, see, let me tell you something I do. Anytime I'm in dynamics and then he's healing deliverance or any service, and then Dr. Poenichi want to pray for a dead person, oh, in fact, anytime any man of God is praying for a dead person, my heart begins to skip. Lord, hear him. Lord, hear him. That's my asking. Oh, that is what I do. Lord, please, let us not be embarrassed. Like, I don't even know the person, but please, hear him. Because what will I gain if God did not answer? The humiliation of the pastor? What will I gain? So wish your leader well. Wish him what? Well. Number 13. Don't compete and try to outshine your leader. Don't compete and what? Try to outshine. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12. Trying to compare. I have met musical people trying to intentionally outshine the MD. They want to prove to people, I am better than the MD. Is that not true? Come on, guys. Have you not experienced it before? You know, there is a difference when you release your fullest potential. Like anytime you have the opportunity, release all that you can. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12. Anytime you have the opportunity, do your best. But don't do your best with the intention to outshine your leader. Do you know what I'm talking about at all? You're an assistant pastor and then you climb the stage and you want to outshine your senior pastor. You know, nobody is saying you should not do your best. Nobody is saying you should not minister. But when you are doing your best, let it not be with the motive of outshining somebody. Are you understanding me now? Of course, when you go out, deploy your best. You may truly be gifted than your leader. But as you are giving your best, let your motive not be to outshine him. I have been in a situation where I can do certain things. But because my leader is there, I will not do it. I will wait for them. I've been in a situation where I want to do it. And I feel that I can do it. But then I will intentionally not do it and then welcome him up to come and do it. Give honor to the person. Not try to usher so that people, I've been in a situation where people will come and be meeting me behind the leader and say, please sir, please sir, please sir, please sir. Can you go get? I say no. Go and meet him. Go and what? Meet him. Because it is true that we can have somebody following under and is really better than the leader. It is true. We could have somebody that's more anointed than a pastor. But let us never do something with the intention of outshining the person. So that when you are around, the person that is the head doesn't feel as if he's the head again. People always don't forget about you. That is wrong. Hallelujah. Number 14. Identify with the leader privately and publicly. If somebody is your spiritual father, say he's your spiritual father. Are you hearing me? If he's your mentor, say he's what? All these things that people say is my life coach. He's all this kind of English. If he's your spiritual father, say this is my spiritual father. Don't be using English to qualify something. Hallelujah. Publicly tell who you represent. If it's your mentor, say he's my mentor. Read clear words. Identify with the person. Don't be ashamed to identify with them. Hallelujah. Don't be what? Ashamed. There are people that are ashamed to be church boys. Ashamed to identify with their pastors. I've met people from mainline churches. When I say mainline churches, I'm talking about mainline denominational churches. You understand what kind of churches? And then they are ashamed to mention their churches. A beautiful girl from a denomination that believes in holiness. Say, me, I'm not from that. I'm really, my parents go to that church, but I'm not really, I don't believe in their doctrine. Are you joking? Identify with them. I am a deeper life member. I am what? A deeper life what? Member. Pastor W.F. Kumi is my pastor. Publicly and what? Privately. Don't be ashamed and say you want to be a social person. What do you mean by being social? You are from MFM. Say it. Because you don't want people to say they are praying like this. Are you okay? Identify with them. I am from Equa, Evangelical Church Winning All. That was my baby church. That was where I grew up from. I will say it for life. Does it change me? So don't be ashamed to identify with them. They led me. I got baptized in Equa. I went to Equa Secondary School. I went to Equa Primary School. I would have gone to Bingham. But because I got admission somewhere. That's where I'm from. Dr. Paul Enetcho says publicly he grew up in Deeper Life Church. Publicly. Why are you ashamed to identify with your leaders and the people that brought you up? Be bold to identify yourself with them. Hallelujah. Call them by name. You see, one day I was with Pastor Min. The first time somebody did that kind of to me, I felt shy. I was shy. We went to NYC Secretariat to the coordinator, and they looked at me, a very young, small boy, and then he told the NYC coordinator, please, this is my pastor. I brought him to talk to you. I look at myself first. And then he said, this is my pastor. I brought him to talk to you. Now, think about how I would have felt after that kind of a meeting. Wouldn't I have felt honor and my brain would begin to behave now and say, now this guy sees you as a pastor, be more responsible. Is that not right? Don't you think I will feel happy? Hallelujah. Identify with them publicly and what? Privately. Number 15, submit with sincerity. 15, submit with what? Sincerity. Matthew chapter 8 verse 9. Sincerely submit. Number 16. Hallelujah. Help the leader improve and suggest it appropriately. Help the leaders improve and what? Suggest it appropriately. In 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 to 15 was the story of Naaman. Hallelujah. How many of you remember Naaman? Naaman was a leper. Praise God. Please, because of our time, I don't want these guys to come and meet us up. That's why I'm rushing up. Praise the Lord. Naaman was a leper, right? And then who suggested he goes for healing? His mate, his servant, right? And then he went. When you discover a weakness in your leader, help them improve. Learn how to help them improve. Don't come and say, sir, I don't like the way you preach. The way you have preached yourself. And then they will say, no. That is a wrong way to present an improvement suggestion to a leader. So it's a wise way to present it. Come on, are we together? That is a wise way. You know, Samit has a way of, anytime he has never told me what I'm doing, this thing is, he's not okay with it. But there are things he do that I will know he's not okay with this one. I should do it this way. And then always, I have learned to look at him and learn those signs. Suggest improvement. Altogether, always, if you truly love your leader, suggest the way he can be better. Because people that are following always know the best thing to do. That is why a coach is not playing the game, but he knows where there is problem. The players will not know. He stands outside and gives instructions, right? So you that are following a leader, you could see his weakness. You can see that when he's off stage, he loses control. He says things he shouldn't say. You can see that when he's off stage, he doesn't learn how to monitor. He loses all those kind of things. So learn how to suggest it. Are we together? Sometimes, if you cannot say a book in that area and give him, get a message in that topic and give him. Suggest improvement in the most appropriate way. Are we together? So learn how to suggest. Don't be a follower that never improve your leader. Suggest better ways. Okay, sir, there is a way the choir can perform better. No, not the way the, don't say, don't, if you say that, that will be wrong. sir, I like sincerely. Compliment him 3 times. After complimenting him, after a while, say, hey, sir, I have this concept in my mind. What about this way? Let's try it and see if it will work. See what I'm talking about? After compliment, sir, I've been blessed by this choir. I've been blessed. I like this. I like the style. After complimenting, they come and say, sir, okay, what about doing it this way? Let us try this new style. Let us, only this Sunday. There is a way to suggest improvement. That's all right. So do that for your leader, for you to be a good follower. And then number 17, be available during the good, the bad, and ugly days of your leader. Be available during the good, the bad, and the ugly days of your leader. In John 19 verse 16, John was with Jesus till the cross. Matthew 26 verse 56 or 50. Mary Magdalene, John, we are with Jesus till the cross. Don't leave your leader when he's in moment of trouble. Be with him in the time of the good, the bad, and what? The ugly. Be there. Be there when he's going through scandals and it's false. Be there when he's going through this and it's false. Be there when he's broke. Be there when things are not working. Because it will eventually work. Are we together? So be with them in the good, the bad. Be available. Don't run away. Don't what? Run away. John chapter 19 verse 26. And then Matthew 26 verse 50. Be available during the good, the bad, and the ugly days. Do you know something? Amazingly, are you hearing me? I was listening to Apostle Arome yesterday. He said that when he started Remnant Christian Network, he had a lot of followers in the city he is, Benue. So when he started, none of them followed him. Say 14 years later, when they have seen massive global result, he said that day, some people are texting him, man of God, how are you doing?
See, it doesn't work that way. Stay with them when it's not working, because it will work. Are we together? So be available for them. See, the people that are closest to Apostle Selman today are people that have been with him for years. Is that not true? When they were not working, when everybody was trekking, when everybody was sweating, when everybody was wearing coat, you know, coat and suit. When everybody was wearing coat. When everybody was broke. They are the same ones. Because the truth is, once you make it, fake people will be plenty. That is why celebrities that became celebrity before they get married find it difficult to marry. Because it will be difficult to know who truly loves you. For the money, the lady can clean your shoe and put it in her mouth. I love you. But somebody that followed you when you are trekking really loves you. Is that not true? Yes. So be there for them in the ugly days. When nothing is working, be with your leader. Number 19, listen, study your leader. Read his temperament. Read his love language. Hallelujah. Read the kind of things he desires. There are people that don't like certain kind of food. Personally, there are some kind of food I don't like. And then if you are close with me, you know there are some food I don't like. If somebody comes to me now and buy fried rice, 3,000 naira, I want to surprise pastor with fried rice. And then you buy chicken. And then you buy what again? Pastor, I came to bless your life and give me. The truth is, I will accept it. But I will not really be blessed. Because I don't like rice. I don't like only rice. Let's say somebody buy pounded yam. And then with 7 wrap of aqua and then 13 meat. I don't eat swallow. Like naturally. From childhood, I grew up not eating swallow. So imagine somebody bringing that kind of thing to surprise me. At the end, he'll be the one who'll be surprised. Right? So study your leader. What does he like? What are his preferences? So there are some clothes that people have bought for me that I cannot wear. I don't know how to wear jeans. If you buy jeans for me, I don't know how it will end. Hallelujah. I don't know how to do it. In Muslim, there are pastors that don't wear striped suit. They only wear plain suit. Right? So you must observe what he likes. Don't go and say, this one is Italian. I bought it when I went to Dubai. 71,000 pounds. He doesn't wear that kind of suit. He will not wear it. Is that not true? So observe your leader. How does he like it? There is something that you do and you see he's happy. He's happy. Anytime you want to strike his code, do that thing. So you must observe the leader you're working with. Learn what he likes. And then learn how to do it. Hallelujah. You know, recently something happened. And then I said, no, I wouldn't have done it. He said, Pastor, me said, yes, I knew you would not do it. Somehow, he has a way of knowing, like maybe unconsciously, I've communicated with him, and he almost knows what I don't like. Like, I can say, okay, no, me, go and do it. I am sure he will do the right thing. Because he has observed the kind of things I like. There are things I don't like twice. I don't think twice. I don't like it. So you must know the leader you're working with, because it is very important you please your leader. Do you understand me now? See, a lot of things happen because of relationship. You can get promoted because your leader is happy with you, and damn whosoever should be promoted. So learn what he likes. Learn his temperament. If he's a choleric, choleric like to be praised. They like to be celebrated. Learn to tell him, good, I like your shoes, sir. I like your shoes. This is your suit. Sir, you can iron, no. Well done. Once in a while, draw compliment. Is that not right? Learn what, if that is what he likes, give him. If he likes chicken, don't go and buy beef. Is that not true? If the person is a sanguine, learn to spend time, learn to make him laugh. If that's the way your leader is, he's a sanguine, learn to make him laugh. Learn to talk, learn to celebrate him. Sanguine, when they enter here, they want to know everybody who they are around. When they come in here, our pastor is here, can you celebrate him? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I am not that kind of a person. I don't like that kind of thing. So the pastors are like people, them being introduced before they come up stage. That is not a bad thing at all. It has to do with their temperament and the way they like it. Don't say the person that doesn't like introduction is humble. It's not like that. There are pastors that like somebody to carry their Bible. And then some don't like it. Me, I don't like anybody to carry my Bible. I don't know why. I just don't like it. Don't say people that gives people their Bible to carry is proud. If they are not proud, it's their person. Are we together? Come on, are we together? So people are different. Learn what they like. The person that likes his Bible to be carried, you better carry. The person that doesn't like it, just let him be. I don't like, I don't know why, I just don't like it. I like to hold my Bible and my jotter. I have a personal attachment to it. That doesn't mean that somebody that gives his Bible is not humble. Is anybody coming here, we tell the protocol, please collect his Bible. We give the instruction because he likes it. I don't like the keyboard being played when I'm preaching. I don't like it. It distracts me. But somebody else likes it, cannot even preach without a keyboard on. When you come here and you like it, of course, man, play for the person. Is that not true? So learn what the person likes. And then flow along, hallelujah. Then have a team attitude with other followers. Learn to work with the team, with the rest of the followers, hallelujah. And then be faithful. Be faithful. That is the 20th one. The Bible says it is expected in stewardship that a man be what? Found faithful. Now, how many of you have learned certain things that will help you to follow well? Will you implement it? When you do it, don't forget I say, following will make you a leader. You will eventually become a leader by following it. Number 20 is be faithful. Be faithful. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. The Bible says it is expected in stewardship that a man be what? Found faithful. Be faithful in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I declare over you, in case you have made a mistake in your following, the grace to correct it. In Jesus' name. Now may you follow properly. And the result of following, may it see results in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, many of us that have followed us consistently and I serve consistently, I declare the blessings of God upon you. May you lead in the name of Jesus. May you have people to follow you. May you have people to serve you. May you have people to honor you. May you have people to respect you. May you have people to value you. In the name of Jesus Christ. May your followership produce results as it is the result in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Like I shared earlier on, I said, when you follow, what happened in the life of your father will happen in your life. Who you follow will affect you. And I believe God will help us all in Jesus' name. Amen. We are having a target that next Sunday we'll have over 50 people in church, first and second service. Is it possible? Now we have some flyers here that we'll be sharing. Please invite somebody. Every one of us invite two people. We'll pay their transport in case they cannot come. Let them come and hear the word of God. Praise the Lord. Is it possible? I remember one day Pastor Emma, Minister Emma brought five people. I don't know right. Invite people. Tell somebody to come to church. And then you bless. I know, I'm sure that, well, you know what we just share that will help you in your relationship with your father and with your mentor in your place of work. Hope you know that. When you go to the office, notice what your boss like. Apply all these principles to your boss. And see what will happen in your workplace. Apply all these principles to your father and to your mother. And see what will happen. Because you are following your parents. When you are in the office, you are following someone. Take their instructions immediately. Be there when you celebrate them. Desire their well-being. And see what will happen in your workplace. Apply these things to your life. And your result will change. Are we together? I have followed people. I have had my mentor said. I remember one time. One of the men of God came to this state and he said, I have never been honored in my life. No, in all the places we went to, it's like this place. So I'm going to pray for you like never before. So honor people and serve them. Follow well. Let when your leaders are following each other, how many of you have ever, and now all of us have gone to the campus before. And then when you are living in 500 level, there are people you are praying for them and you are just praying for the prince because you are fine here. But there are people that when you were imparting them, you were pouring, like you wanted your intestine to come out and enter them. Has that happened to anybody here? That happened to you, right? Yes. Because by the way the person has followed you, you want the person to succeed by force, even if he doesn't want to succeed. Yes. Bishop Oyedepo said one time, he went to God and then God said, what do you have for me? Give me this car. And God gave him. Then God told him that, my son David, even if you want to be broke, or you want to be poor, it is too late. By the way he followed, God said, even today, David, that is his first name, right? Even if you want to be poor, it is too late. That is God telling him, by following, you can follow and be made. Hallelujah. I am being made as I am following, and as you follow, may your life produce the same result in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare over your week that your week is blessed.
I declare over all the works of your hands that they prosper. I command that this week you have a result and testimony. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. You are preserved from all the turmoils of life. I declare over everything you step your hand to do. A new idea comes to your mind.
See, this is very, very important. What I want to say. Do you remember that Sunday when I said somebody will testify on Monday about a financial supply? And then it happened, right?
I just felt the same way. Now, somebody will have a creative idea about a business. And this week we are stepping into the wisdom and the resources to apply it. I see a wisdom coming to a man and an idea coming to someone this week. Now the wisdom will come with the grace to implement it in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are blessed. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Can we share the grace in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we are the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So sorry that we overshoot. What? Offering. Oh. Sorry. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask the Lord you receive our offering and cause it to prosper. In Jesus' name.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-65-22-6276 or 080-26-11-2114. Remain rapturable.